This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Linda Allen, A-L-L-E-N, date of birth 7-14 of 1948. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Allen with hypertension and bilaterally small kidneys. Also, history of anemia, and she receives iron infusions as needed by Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. Her last visit was April 14th of this year. She's been feeling well since her last visit, and her weight is down 8 pounds over the last 6 months. She states that she had some iron infusions done again in July of this year, and she's been feeling well since they were given. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications, I want to highlight calcitriol, 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also, Norvasc 5 milligram daily. Synthroid was recently decreased. The dose was 100 microgram daily. Now it's 88 microgram daily. The apple cider vinegars she's using are 6 daily. She believes that's what's helping her feel better. She uses Tylenol as needed for pain also. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam. One more I'll highlight for meds, torsamide, 20 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 145 pounds, pulse is 70, blood pressure is 110 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done October 14th, 2025, and creatinine is 0.85, and estimated GFR is greater than 60. Albumin 3.8, calcium 9.5, phosphorus 3.9. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 12.4, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Hypertension with controlled blood pressure, and 2, bilaterally small kidneys and improved renal function. We have asked her to continue having labs checked every 3 months. She has been stage 3A chronic kidney disease, so this is the first time that creatinine has improved enough to call this stage 2 chronic kidney disease. She will continue all of her routine medications, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.